I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 28th. Quincy College is getting $10.7 million in federal funding from the American Rescue Plan. Congressman Stephen Lynch yesterday came to Quincy College to announce the new funding. Half of the money will be set aside to offer financial aid to students. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he'll ask the College Board of Governors to use the other half to put toward the purchase of the Monroe Building across the street for a possible future home for the college. Koch would add $10 million from the city's $46 million in federal pandemic grants to buy the building and adjacent parking lot for a total of $15 million. The long-term plan is to create a new home for Quincy College and city offices, but Koch says it's important to secure the property now for any future development. Koch recently withdrew a plan to borrow $23 million to purchase those properties in the face of city council opposition. The city council approval is not needed for this new plan. Authorities have recovered the body of a man who went missing at Houghton's Pond in Milton last night. The grim discovery was made just before 8 p.m. State police previously said they were working with local police and fire departments in searching for the victim, who was reported missing at about 6:30. Witnesses on the shore said the man, who appeared to be in his 30s, was going into the water to retrieve a soccer ball for kids. Patrols and detectives from the state police, marine, and dive teams and local officers and firefighters from Milton and Canton were brought in to conduct the search. There were no lifeguards on duty at the time. Enbridge's Weymouth Compressor Station vented another batch of natural gas on Wednesday while crews were performing maintenance work, the latest release into the surrounding area for a facility that has drawn persistent criticism from lawmakers and locals. Max Bergeron, a spokesperson for the company, said that crews vented over 11,000 standard cubic feet of natural gas in a controlled manner consistent with their procedures and the design of the facility. Enbridge is required to alert state and local authorities of any gas release greater than 10,000 cubic feet from the compressor station, which is a key linchpin in the company's Atlantic Bridge pipeline infrastructure that helps ship natural gas north to utility companies in Maine and Canada. The facility shut down a week ago and released a small amount of gas below the reporting limit. Enbridge declared a force majeure in regulatory filings, which it said was standard practice when a compressor becomes unavailable for service, and indicated plans to conduct maintenance work. On three prior occasions, one in April and two back in September, the station released large volumes of gas amid shutdowns. The facility, which received all the necessary state and federal permits, officially launched operations in December, but it's been a source of controversy for years amid concerns about its environmental and health impact. Senator Ed Markey said last week he believes the compressor should be closed permanently, calling it dangerous, unnecessary, and a clear and present threat to public safety. The Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education will require all districts and schools to hold in-person, full-time, 5 days a week classes in schools across the Commonwealth for the 2021-2022 school year. All DESE health and safety requirements will be lifted, including all physical distancing requirements. The state education agency cited the declining number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths as vaccination rates increase. DESE said it would collaborate with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health to issue any additional health and safety recommendations, such as masks for elementary school students, over the summer. Children under the age of 12 are not eligible for any COVID vaccinations at this time. Districts will also no longer be able to offer remote learning as a standard learning model, according to the memo. Pathways that existed prior to the pandemic for offering virtual learning to individual students in limited cases will remain available to districts and schools. The commissioner of the Department of Public Health, Dr. Monica Burrell, who helped steer Massachusetts through the pandemic, is stepping down. Burrell, who served the department for the past 6 years, is stepping down effective June 18th. Burrell oversaw the department's response to the pandemic, including data analysis, guidance development, and mitigation strategies in the Vaccine Equity Initiative. She was also stricken with COVID-19 herself. She said the time is right to begin a new chapter. Margaret Cook, who is currently serving as the department's deputy commissioner, will serve as interim health commissioner. A Brockton mother considers two police officers her heroes after they came to the rescue of her choking infant, performing life-saving medical maneuvers. Rizabel Conseco called 911 late Tuesday night, panicking as her newborn Madison started to choke. Within minutes, Brockton patrolman Jerry Sinnell and Frank Tejada arrived at the mother's home, performing first responder aid. Tejada was the first officer inside the home, turned little Madison over, gently tapping on her back until the saliva block cleared and she started breathing. The Boston Public Library is set to reopen next month after being closed to the public for more than a year because of the pandemic. The main central library in Copley Square will open for limited in-person service on Tuesday and will fully reopen June 14th. All branches, except those currently undergoing construction work, will reopen on June 14th as well. Here in Quincy, Thomas Crane Public Library main branch is also expected to reopen in early June. The North Quincy branch will remain closed until the end of summer due to a renovation project. The Adam Shore branch is already open. The Wollaston branch, however, will remain closed and will continue to offer curbside pickup. Starting tomorrow, Hannaford grocery stores in Massachusetts will no longer require fully vaccinated shoppers to wear a face mask. The same policy is already in place at Hannaford's in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. Hannaford said masks will still be required at locations in towns with mask mandates. Unvaccinated customers are still asked to wear a mask. Massachusetts is dropping its face mask mandate for fully vaccinated people and other coronavirus restrictions on businesses tomorrow. Shaw's, Stop and Shop, Walmart, and some other major retailers have also announced they are dropping the mask mandate tomorrow. Beginning June 1st, people who either received or plan to receive a COVID-19 vaccine through CVS can enter to win over 1,000 fun prizes through weekly drawings. The company's One Step Closer sweepstakes will take place over a six-week period through July 10th. Prizes include a VIP trip to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, free Norwegian cruises, gift cards, date night activities, and tropical vacations. CVS says the sweepstakes was created to persuade more people to get the vaccine. In the CDC's most recent household survey, 17% of adults 18 years and older said they are still hesitant about receiving a vaccine. Entrants have to be 18 or older. They also have to be able to prove that they have registered to receive a vaccine from CVS Health, either at a CVS pharmacy or through CVS Health at a long-term care facility. On Wednesday, Massachusetts surpassed vaccinating over half of its population of around 7 million people. According to data from the CDC, 61.8% of adults in the U.S. have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Well, the Massachusetts Fallen Heroes Memorial in the Seaport will be rededicated today. The memorial and 50-foot-tall beacon of honor on Northern Avenue is a tribute to those who died in the War on Terror since September 11th. The names of 272 fallen heroes from Massachusetts are displayed on glass panels. Service members who died in 2019 and 2020 will also be added today. Keynote speaker for the ceremony will be Medal of Honor recipient, Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. The city is alive with the sound of the Boston Pops. Five members of the orchestra performed a free rolling recital at four different spots around Boston on Wednesday, including the Jamaica Pond Bandstand, and Franklin Park Zoo. With the pop spring season moved completely online, live music is something missed by both the audience members and the musicians. Leslie Wu Foley, Director of Education and Community Engagement for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, said the community has been missing music. The musicians were transported on an old town trolley, performing at each spot for 20 minutes. The rolling recitals will continue, with the first stop being Symphony Hall, where the Boston Pops hope to hold live in-person concerts again by the fall. Jack of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 141, but the NASDAQ fell just a point. The S&P was up 4. World stocks higher. The dollar slipped. The euro was flat. Oil at almost $67 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox will host the Marlins at Fenway Park, weather permitting, tonight at 7:10. Of course, Celtics getting ready for Game 3 of their series with the Nets at the Garden tonight at 8:30. And the Bruins kick off their Game 1 with the New York Islanders at a full-capacity TD Garden Saturday night at 8 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today with a high near 60. The showers and rain move in this evening. Lows drop to the upper 40s. Rain will be heavy and steady overnight and through the morning hours. High tomorrow, 53. Maybe some breaks through the day tomorrow. Showers return on Sunday, the high 55, and linger into Monday morning with a high on Memorial Day, only about 65 degrees. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, May 28th.